Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning, church, and welcome to worship online with First United Methodist Church of Brighton and Whitmore Lake. My name's Lindsay Hall. I'm one of the clergy that serves at this congregation, and it's great to be with you in worship this morning online. I'm glad you found us in worship, and I hope you'll take a moment to share this worship video, to share this service on your social media pages. That way, somebody else can get connected. Maybe they're looking for a new spiritual home, and we would love to be that place for them to grow in their knowledge and their love and their service towards God. So you please share this? That would be great. And then take a moment to visit our church website, which is www.brightonfumc.org. And as you visit our page, make sure and fill out that connection card. We know that you're here and it helps us get you better connected to the life of the church. Feel free to check any of those boxes online of ways that you'd like to get involved. Maybe it's missions or children and student ministry or music, or maybe you'd like to visit with one of the pastors. We would love to connect with you. Well, again, so glad that you're here today to worship with us. And now let's lift up our hearts in a time of praise as we sing together in honoring God.
Please join me in the opening prayer. Lord of the universe, be with us as we gather to worship in this place. We long for your Holy Spirit. Open our hearts to hear you in this moment. Give us courage in prayer and in living for you. Amen.
Sorrows like sea billows roll.
Our scripture reading today comes from Philippians 4, verse 13. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Will you join me now in a time of prayer? Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be measured and found acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, and the one who calls us to trust in you that we can do all things through your Son who gives us strength. Amen. Well, this is one of the most encouraging scripture passages that there is in all of scripture. You heard us talk a little bit about it, this in our last sermon series about the Apostle Paul, this passage that affirms that we can do anything we want when we set our mind to it through Christ who gives us strength, that there's a supernatural power that we have in Jesus Christ to be able to do things that we never thought were possible in our lives. This week we're going to be talking about an Olympic athlete that probably is a household name in most people's homes in the United States. His image has been plastered all over billboards and is obviously interviewed on television and radio station, late night talk shows. And he's even been introduced multiple times to the highest dignitaries in the country, including presidents and congresspeople. We're talking about the most decorated athlete in U.S. Olympic history, Michael Phelps. Now, most of us will probably never have an opportunity to compete in the Olympic Games. Michael Phelps has been able to represent this country multiple times in the Olympic Games and has become the most decorated Olympic athlete of all time. He's won 28 medals, 23 of them were gold medals. In fact, you can find images online of him draped and completely covered in Olympic medals all over his body, hanging from his neck and from his arms because he ran out of real estate around his neck. It's an incredible story, really. I mean, he's sort of a freak of nature, and to some degree, his body was built for the water. Some people describe him as a fish, essentially, the way that his body was designed, and he has muscles where frankly, I didn't even know muscles could exist. He's an incredible swimmer, a gifted athlete, and has an incredible and remarkable story himself. He's repeatedly represented the United States in a variety of ways. And when you look at him in those pictures, you can see this brightness, this boldness of being an Olympic champion. There's a confidence that just exudes from him. He's an incredibly decorated athlete. But before you think that his life is all put together, there have been a couple of bumps along the road for Michael Phelps. You might remember that a couple of years back, there was an image that circulated all around the internet of Michael Phelps using drugs in a bong. A couple years before that, he was pulled over for driving while intoxicated. A couple years after that big scandal and photograph of him utilizing drugs out of a bong, there was an incident that involved him drunk driving again. Those moments in his life, I'm sure, were made even more difficult because his father happened to be a state trooper for the state of Maryland. I can imagine it would have been difficult for him to come clean with his dad after being arrested multiple times. I'm sure that his family has had all kinds of pride in their son. I'm sure that they're more than excited about how decorated he is as an Olympian and excited about all of the accomplishments and the accolades and everywhere that he's been. But I'm sure that there were moments of tremendous hardship and shame when he had to come clean with his police officer father. You know, this passage that affirms that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength, I have to tell you that there are some people who almost feel like they're bulletproof because they've got the whole armor of God. They're protected. They're invincible. Some people put on that kind of armor because of their success, and their pride gets in the way of them making good decisions. And I certainly imagine that Michael Phelps experienced that after winning gold medal after gold medal. He probably thought he was invincible, that he was above the law, that he couldn't be found guilty, that he could get away with it, that he could talk his way out of it. And pride always comes before the fall. I don't know if you've ever been in a situation like Michael Phelps, experienced a moment when the flashing red lights are behind you, a moment where all of a sudden you realize just how human you are and sometimes just how powerless you are. Michael Phelps served his time by going to do time with Mothers Against Drunk Drivers and volunteering time as a spokesperson for organizations. And he vowed to turn his life around. Then a couple years later, that photo surfaced online of him utilizing drugs. And a couple years later, he was busted again. And I'm here to tell you that there's a chance that Michael Phelps has put all of those stories behind him. But I think there's something important about the Christian faith when we practice this spiritual practice of repentance. This moment when we come clean with God, when we acknowledge the ways in which we've fallen short, when we acknowledge that despite the fact that God's willing to allow us to accomplish anything that we set our mind to, that God will give us the energy and the power and the conviction to be able to accomplish things that we never thought were possible, we're still human and we make mistakes and we fall short. I think one of the inspiring things about Michael Phelps is that he kept getting back into the pool. He kept getting up. He kept taking responsibility and ownership. And that's the first step. I mean, at the end of the day, none of us are perfect. And we talk about repentance. When we talk about changing our lives, that's the first step, is admitting that we are broken, that we are not perfect, that sort of allowing our image of ourselves to come crumbling down and simply saying, apart from you, God, we are incapable of being perfect and righteous. Another way of saying that is, I need help. I can't do it by myself. By owning our own brokenness, by coming clean, and by simply saying, God, I am in need of your deliverance. For some of us, that's almost more difficult than getting in an Olympic swimming pool and swimming as fast as Michael Phelps. Our pride is so fortified that we can't ever admit that we're wrong, that we can't ever admit that we've made a mistake, that we can't come clean from some of our shortcomings. If that's you, I want to let you know that you're not alone. That it takes a truly humble person to simply admit that you made a mistake. I know it personally. I've had to do it in my own life. There's been multiple occasions in my life where I've just had to say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. One of the most recent examples of that is a couple of years ago, I was in a car accident. It was completely my fault. I pulled out into a lane and this car came and smashed right into my vehicle. And immediately I got out and checked to make sure the person was all right. I'm so sorry. I apologize for like 30 consecutive minutes. I'm so sorry. I hope you're okay. And none of us is perfect. None of us has all the answers. None of us has a picture-perfect life all the time. And maybe some of you need to use this passage in Philippians to remind yourself that you're capable of doing all things, which include apologizing for your own brokenness and imperfection. Because I know I have to. So Michael Phelps goes on and he continues to win Olympic gold medals. And after the last Olympics in Rio, he decided to hang it up. He just said, I'm done swimming. I'm done competing. And he's the most decorated, as I mentioned, Olympic athlete of all time. He's accomplished things that most of us can never even imagine or dream of. And when we look at him on the cover of ESPN or Sports Illustrated, it's easy for us to imagine that his life is perfect or better than ours or immaculate. And I'm just here to remind you that, the number one, it doesn't matter how accomplished you are. You can't let it go to your head. You might be the best doctor, the best attorney, the best social worker, the most gifted athlete in your class. You might be an incredible student. You might be an incredibly kind person. But at the end of the day, when the scriptures say you can do all things through God who gives you strength, it doesn't mean that you can get behind the wheel of a car while intoxicated. It's not a bulletproof vest. And at the end of the day, the second thing I want you to know is when you make mistakes, you can come clean. You can own it. You can say you're sorry. You can mean it. And you can seek help so that you don't continue to cause harm. The third thing I want you to know is when you make mistakes, when you fall short, there is a future. It would have been easy for Michael Phelps to get filled with shame, to hide under the spotlight that was placed on him and his family and his life. But he didn't. He faced his fears. He looked at the issue, tried to seek help, took responsibility for his actions. And an Australian swimmer that he had a tremendous amount of respect for, Ian Thorpe, said after the Rio Games, "I'm proud of him for winning the medals. But I'm even more proud of him because of the growing up that he did." Friends, if you've ever made a mistake and you can't sleep at night because of it, and you routinely have guilt and shame and you can't forgive yourself, I'm here to tell you that God has looked you in the eyes and forgiven you. Maybe it's time for you to forgive yourself as well. Just like Michael Phelps had to look himself in the mirror, admit he had a problem, get the help that he needed, take responsibility for his actions, own the repercussions and the issues that were caused by the actions that he took, and then forgive himself and others who were involved. And then he had to go on and compete again. My encouragement to you is to do likewise, to try to do incredible things, to compete, to fall down, to stumble, to backslide, but to get back up and continue to move forward. I think that's what being an Olympian is all about. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Trophies at last I lay down. Greetings. I hope you're all doing well. Please now join me in an attitude of prayer. Good and glorious God, the universe sings your praises as our creator. You are omniscient, all-knowing, with unlimited wisdom of all things. You are omnipotent, all-powerful, with unlimited authority over all creation. You are omnipresent, always with us, no matter where we go. Man was created with freedom of choice and given paradise in Eden. One man, Adam, disobeyed you, and his sin led to condemnation. One man, Christ, obeyed and sacrificed himself for all mankind. One free, undeserved gift offered to all by your amazing grace. We know the wages we deserve for sin is death. Thank you for offering us eternal life by faith in Jesus Christ. Thank you for justifying us through our faith in Jesus Christ. Thank you for pouring your love into us with your Holy Spirit. Lord, the truth about you is known since the world was created. Give us faith to accept the good news about your Son. Give us courage to share that good news with others. Give us the willingness to encourage others in their faith. You make all things come together for the good of those who love you. Help us recognize the call to act according to your purpose. Help us use our gifts well in pursuit of your will. Help us know what to say as we come to you in prayer. Your word gives us hope and encouragement as we wait on your promises. By your grace, let our suffering build our endurance. By your grace, let our endurance grow our character. By your grace, let our character give us hope. By the relationship Jesus opened for us and the prayer he taught us, we join together with one voice to give you praise and glory. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Friends, I want to take a moment to share with you about a couple of missional partners that we have here at First United Methodist Church of Brighton Whitmore Lake. The first one is Cass Community Social Services, and we have sent a team of youth down to the city of Detroit for the last week, and they have been working diligently to help construct a storage unit for the Tiny Home Program in the city of Detroit. In addition to that, Cass Community Social Services serves about 1 million meals a year. And every month through the school year, we send volunteers down on Saturdays to serve at Cass Community Social Services in Detroit. If you'd like more information about getting involved at Cass, we encourage you to contact the church office and let us know that you're interested in serving. We also support an organization in Detroit called the NOAA Project, which serves free meals to homeless folks in the city of Detroit. Every quarter, we put together about 300 sandwiches and meals and deliver them to the city of Detroit for distribution. We would love to have you be a part of that ministry. You can do so by donating food supplies, helping us pack the lunches, or helping us by delivering them down to the city of Detroit so that they can be distributed to folks who are in need. Finally, on the last Sunday of each month, we put together a meal for folks right here in our community called Fishes and Loaves. If you'd like to be a part of that, we encourage you to contact the church office, but we prepare and serve a meal every month for folks in our community who are food insecure. This year at Vacation Bible School, we'll be taking up a collection of non-perishable food items, and we'll be donating them to a community food pantry right here in our community. These are just a couple of ways that we're serving folks who are food insecure in our own community. If you would like to help us, we encourage you to get in touch with the church and let us know that you're interested in being a partner in the work of helping to alleviate hunger, not only in our community, but also in this region. Thank you so much for your support.
This past week, we had a group of youth and adults volunteering for the week on a mission trip to Cass Community Social Services in Detroit. They were working on creating sheds. They were laying concrete. They were keeping busy serving God and serving their neighbors on the mission trip. Their hearts were changed as they were sharing the love of God through their construction skills. As we look to next week, we're going to be excited to be welcoming children and some adult volunteers to serve at Vacation Bible School. There are great things happening in the life of the church here at First United Methodist in Brighton and Whitmore Lake. And we'd encourage you to be a part of these ministries, of course, through your prayers, as well as through your presence, but also through your gifts, through your financial gifts that make these ministries possible. So I'd invite you at this time to share your tithes and your offerings, either by mailing in your check to the church or dropping it by during the weekday, or giving online. However you give, thank you, for it's a blessing to God and this church community as we seek to change the world and live into all the great things that God has in store.
Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. When you move, I'll move. I will follow. All your ways are good, all your ways are sure. I will trust in you alone, higher than my sight, high above my life. I will trust in you alone, in you alone. Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. When you move, I'll move. Follow you, whom you love, I'll love. How you serve, I'll serve. If this life I lose, I will follow you. Yeah, I will follow you. Yeah. Light into the world, light into my life. I will live for you alone. You're the one I see, knowing I will find all I need in you alone, in you alone. Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. When you move, I'll move. I will follow you, whom you love, I'll love. How you serve, I'll serve. If this life I lose, I will follow you, yeah. I will follow you, yeah. In you there's life everlasting. In you there's freedom for my soul. In you there's joy, unending joy. And I will follow. Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. When you move, I'll move. I will follow you. Whom you love, I'll love. How you serve, I'll serve. If this life I lose, I will follow you. Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. When you move, I'll move. I will follow you. I'll love, and how you serve, I'll serve. If this life I lose, I will follow you. Yeah, I will follow you. Yeah, I will follow you. Yeah, I will follow you. Yeah.
Amen.
Friends, thank you so much for worshiping with us today. We hope that this service was a blessing for you and your family. If this is your first time joining us, we're so glad that you decided to make this your spiritual home. And if you've been worshiping with us this whole time, we are grateful for your presence as well. If you would like to let us know that you worshiped with us online, we encourage you to just hit the like button at the bottom of your screen and let us know that you are here. And that'll show up on our website, Facebook analytics, and it helps us get in touch with you and connect with you as you become a part of our spiritual community here at First United Methodist Church of Brighton and Whitmore Lake. I want to share with you a couple of announcements as we close our worship time together. First, we've got a couple more spots for Vacation Bible School, both as volunteers and for students. So if you're interested in registering your children, we encourage you to do so quickly because space is filling up quickly. Our Vacation Bible School is just around the corner, and we're so excited to be offering that this year after we had to take a hiatus because of COVID last year. In addition to that, we are continuing to sign folks up for preschool. If you have a student that's interested in one of our classes, we encourage you to reach out to the preschool. We've got a couple of spots open in the preschool for folks to register. Finally, we're getting ready for our fall kickoff on September 12th. We will be relaunching our Sunday school programs here at the church and our nursery programs. So if you've been watching online because you appreciate so much having your children in Sunday school during worship, we are excited that beginning September 12th, we will be reopening the Sunday school wing of our church and allowing children to come back into our worship spaces. So if you're interested in teaching Sunday school, please contact Pastor Lindsay. We would be more than happy to help you do that. As we depart from this place, I pray we will go with the blessing of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let us go, loving and serving the Lord. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.